Blog Talk Radio. Yes, that was George Benson from a thing called Deeper Than You Think, and actually a concert, absolutely loud or live. And we must have we have two great featured musicians who are with us today, and both are still alive. I'm speaking of George Benson and the great Earl Klugh, both are great and fantastic guitar players, except that in George Benson's case, he's playing electric, and you have Earl Klugh, who will be playing a particular different kind of musical instrument, guitar, of course, but it's a guitar that's electric, but it's not electric. It's more of a classical guitar. The thing I want to bring to your attention on the song that was just played, on the piano was a gentleman by the name of Joe Samples, who is no longer with us, passed away about 2 years ago at the age of 78. And Joe Samples actually will be our featured guest next week. We'll be pulling up stuff that he did. And let me tell you, first of all, a little bit about the person that we're going to be paying some attention to today, and that is George Benson. George was born March the 2nd, 1943, and of course he's an American guitarist, singer, and songwriter. He began his professional career at the age of 21. Benson uses a rest stroke picking technique similar to that of the gypsy jazz players. A former child prodigy, Benson first came to prominence in 1960. Playing soul jazz with Jack McDuff. And Jack plays on a pipe organ, actually, B3. He then launched a successful solo career, alternating between jazz, pop, and R&B singing and scat singing. One of his favorite albums, going back about 30 years ago, was called Breezin', which was certified a triple platinum hit. And his concerts were well attended through the 1980s and still has a large following. Benson has been honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. This cat is fantastic. I would consider George Benson probably the greatest jazz guitar alive today. But we're going to see if I can pull up something else that he did, and hopefully my computer today is functioning properly. But let's see. This is called George Benson. He's still playing with Joe Samples is playing, and it's called Lately. And it's still from the same album, Pros Do It Right. And while this thing is still trying to act strange, I can still tell you some more about George Benson. He when he was much younger, he had sort of a childlike sounding voice. But here he is now with Joe Samples. See, that's what I'm prepared to do for that. Like I said, I'm prepared. So one of the readers or persons that have been involved with George Benson, George Benson, from an album called, actually a song that, I told you about the album already, but this is a song called Lately, written by none other than the great Stevie Wonder. And George Benson and Joe Samples put on a show dealing with that situation. Now, if my computer starts acting up and starts acting like some fool, don't worry about it. I am going to just play the game right along with it, and probably do my best to tell you about some things about George Benson, because I'm prepared for it today. I figured that this thing would start acting up and start doing stuff like this, but you never know. So let me go ahead and tell you some more about his early career. George Benson was born and raised in the Hill District in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. At the age of 7, he first played the ukulele in a corner drugstore, for which he was paid a few dollars. At the age of 8, he played guitar in an unlicensed nightclub on Friday and Saturday night. But the police soon closed the club down, and at the age of 9, he started to record. Out of the 4 sides he cut, 2 were released. She Makes Me Mad, back with It Should Have Been Me. Those were the 2 things that he recorded. Benson attended and graduated from Cheney High School. As a youth leader, he learned to play straight-ahead instrumental jazz during a relationship performing for several years with organist Jack McDuff, who I've already mentioned. And one of his many earlier guitar heroes was none other than the country jazz guitar Hank Garland. And of age 21, he recorded his first album as a leader and the new Boss guitar featuring McDuff. So now, I'm going to still come back and talk some more about him, and we'll be talking about him until actually 6 o'clock. But right now, we're going to see if we can pull up something else that he did, because the man is absolutely fantastic as far as I'm concerned. This is an album that he did, actually a song back in 1972, and it was called The Shadow of Your Smile, which is a song I love to sing myself, and hopefully it will come up, and hopefully if it doesn't, we'll just talk about George Benson. George Benson, because it hasn't come up, so George Benson plays with a pick. The sound that he gets is actually a fantastic sound, and George Benson. I'm going to go to the hospital. George Benson, back in 1972, a much younger George Benson, but of course in the background you heard an organ being played, and that was being played by Jack McDuff. Back in that day we used to call him Brother Jack McDuff. But there's a few more things I want to tell you about this illustrious musician. He did so many different things. He started off basically wanting to be a singer because he had such a high voice. Eventually he ended up singing tenor, but that becomes with age. And by the mid-1970s, he had recorded for Warner Brothers, and a whole new audience began to discover George Benson. And actually, later on, they decided to stay. They got really deeply involved with him when George was playing with the band that was backing up Frank Sinatra in a lot of his recordings. And Benson sang a lead voice, a vocal on the track, Breezin', which may be the next song that we'll be playing. He performed with so many different performers. Here Comes the Sun is another thing that he did, and he wore Grammy Awards for Records of the Year. And in 1976, Benson toured with soul singer Mimi Ripperson, who is no longer with us, but a fantastic soprano voice that she had, and who has been diagnosed with, who was at that time diagnosed with terminal breast cancer. But they performed together. He also appeared with Stevie Wonder on Another Star. And during the same year, 1966, the album that sold so much for him was Breezin', and on it had a great song called The Masquerade Is Over, and that's when people actually fell in love with this man's voice. Prior to that, most people didn't even know he could actually sing, but he did. And see if I can pull up the album called Breezin' that he did in 1976. Well, here again, like I said, we don't know if this computer is going to pull it up when it's supposed to be pulling up. So when I can stop talking, it only will be when it starts cooperating. This song right here, Breezin', sold so many copies. It was just outrageous for a person of his ability to all.
Without question.
Here it is.
Jazz pop superstar of 1976. And he finished out the year by winning the Downbeat Reader's Poll on guitar for the first time in his long career. ¶¶
okay, it has decided that it was going to go and stop in the middle of the song. But let me tell you a little bit about this particular song. Okay. Y'all will have this happen to me. Thank you. 1976, George Benson Breezin, and it was at the Downbeat Pole Winner Show. Breezin was a fantastic album that he did. You know what? I'm gonna see if I can get something else that he did, because you see, Benson also hummed in a lot of this music that he did. That's why people didn't know for a fact that he actually sang. We're gonna go on and listen to something else that did a little more up to date. This is called Take Five.
Popular by a group called the D Brubeck. We tried to bring it back a couple of years ago. And we got such a nice response, we decided to keep it in our repertoire. And here we are 2 years later, playing a song called Take Five. Thank you.
That was Take Five, George Benson. one of the things I wanted to tell you, Georgie, well, I don't like to call him Georgie, that's not respectful. Well, George Benson, Mr. Benson, from that particular cut that you just heard, should have demonstrated to you as much as it did to me what ability this man possesses playing that particular guitar. He helped other people perform. That, I think that was Jack McDuff again on the organ that you heard on the last cut. But he went out of his way to help a young man who actually has grown from his experiences with him. And this gentleman right here is who I consider to be, if he's second, it would be only to this particular person, and that's Earl Klugh. Now, we're going to have to wait until this computer says I'm ready to go, because I already hit it down on it and ain't heard a thing from it. But let's see what happens. This album, by the way, is in one-on-one with Bob James and Earl Klugh together. But like I said before, let me give you some background on what went down as far as it's concerned. This is Bob James with Earl Klugh. Thank you. Yes, that was Earl Klugh, probably one of the second all-time great guitar players. I couldn't, in my own mind's eye, put him above George Benson. George Benson found him and helped him. Continuously, they worked together on many kinds of things. Earl Klugh was born September the 16th, 1953. It's hard to believe that he's in his 60s. It's hard to believe, actually, that George Benson is in his 70s. At the age of 3, Klugh commencing training on the piano. He started off playing the piano, which he switched to the guitar at the age of 10. In the age of 13, Klugh was captivating and really trying to learn how to play the guitar by dealing with Chet Atkins, who's another country western song player. But Atkins made an appearance on Perry Como's show a long time ago, and Klugh was a performing guest on several of Atkins' albums. What a man. In fact, Klugh was also influenced by Bob James and Ray Parker, Wes Montgomery, and a whole host of other musicians, you know, if you were to sit down and talk to Wes. Very quiet, unassuming gentleman, was deeply involved with his music. What a fantastic artist that he is. I have always had nothing but high admiration for his skills and ability. Unreal. We're going to see if we can pull some up and listen to this great musician. I don't know if it's going to work immediately. It might spin. It might do anything. And it didn't do anything. Okay. It's spinning. This is George Benson and Earl Klugh together. If it starts spinning. Because I wanted to give you an opportunity to see how well these guys were able to do their thing. And but what happens is that you never know what's going to happen with this computer that I have. I've had it cleaned, so it's not that. I don't know what it is, but here is the great George Benson and Earl Klugh when they were real young. Well. Thank you. Was the great George Benson and Earl Klugh. George took the first solo, and the second solo was done by Earl Klugh, and then they brought everything down from a crescendo down to a decrescendo, got back onto the main melody, and did a conclusion of the song. It has been a pleasure listening to these two great giants in the field of music, especially on the guitar, the great George Benson and Earl Klugh. Both are fantastic musicians. We're going to close out, see if I can pull up the song that will at least allow us to leave with grace. I'm surprised that the computer is holding up as well as it is and only pausing here and there. But we're going to leave here. But next week, I've already told you, we have a nice, fantastic person who's going to be actually dealing with us. Here's Earl Klugh in Morning in the Rio, and we'll go out on this song once it starts playing.
Mm-hmm. slice of life.
Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen.